The resolution is adopted. Next item, please.
Item 120, authorize a contract with BioWest Inc. for the purchase of data center co-location services for a 5-year contract not to exceed $4,500,000.
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Commissioners. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. The Bureau of Technology Services is responsible for maintaining data center facilities for the critical and business-critical applications of the city. The Portland building houses the city's primary data center and is subject to significant seismic concerns. Additionally, the Portland building will be undergoing major reconstruction efforts, posing considerable risk to critical city operations if the primary data center remains in its current location. BTS is seeking to relocate its primary data center to a local co-location facility within the metro area, and the same vendor will also provide disaster recovery capabilities through a secondary co-location facility outside of the region. In September of 2016, the city issued a request for proposals for data center co-location services. On September 30, 2016, 3 proposals were received. The proposals were reviewed, evaluated, and scored by a 5-person evaluation committee that included representatives from BTS, Transportation, Development Services, and the Minority Evaluator Program. The proposal from BioWest was deemed the highest scoring proposal and was recommended for awarding of a contract. The city issued a notice of intent to award on December 1, 2016, and no protests were received. You have before you a procurement report recommending the authorization of a contract to BioWest for a not-to-exceed value of $4,500,000. I will turn this over to Jeff Baer and Carolyn Glass to talk more about the project.
Thank you, Christine. For the record, good morning, Mayor Wheeler, members of City Council. For the record, I'm Jeff Baer. I'm the Director of Technology Services with the city, and with me is Carolyn Glass, who is our Production Services Manager and is overseeing the data center relocation project. And I wanted to provide some additional detail related to relocating the data center out of the Portland building and into a purpose-built data center facility. And to most people, it's not very glamorous to move a data center, but to us, it's rather exciting to see this come together because this really reflects an investment in a significant leap forward in protecting and providing data resiliency. And these are the city's mission-critical data systems, and by relocating these systems out of the Portland building and out of the downtown core area, we achieve significant improvements in maintaining these systems by having in a purpose-built, highly secured environment, fault-tolerant, and multiple redundant power distribution paths. And I'm sure one of the questions that you might be wondering is, what does the $4.5 million cover? And this includes the total cost of the build-out of the existing systems, relocating all the equipment and servers to the new location. We have some professional and technical services related to the build-out, cloud-related services, and also covers the ongoing operational expense over the 5-year term. And once we complete this primary site build-out, as Christine referred to, we're going to be pursuing the disaster recovery and data backup plans in an out-of-state region facility with BioWest in Denver, Colorado. And because we're still finalizing the design of the initial systems, the ongoing expense related to this operational cost is going to be in the magnitude of $45,000 to $60,000 per month ongoing. And because of the technical complexity of this project that we're working on, this is being overseen by the Technology Oversight Committee. So each of you have a representative on that committee. We meet monthly, and it'll be reported quarterly to the City Council. And additionally, we also have an external quality assurance consultant firm reviewing the project and publishing their monthly quality assurance reports. And I just want to highlight a couple of the key reasons why we did select BioWest. Because of their being connected, they're actually off Highway 26 in Washington County. They're connected to the PG&E Sunset Reliability Center redundant power grids. They have a 24/7 diesel fuel priority with PG&E's dispatchable standby generation program. They are also a gold-level partner in the PG&E's electric clean wind program, which guarantees a reliable and renewable source of clean energy. So there, I'll pause, and Carolyn's here to answer any of the technical questions. But if you have any questions, we're glad to answer those.
Just have a question. Is it far away enough? I mean, what's the earthquake stability of that area?
It's fault tolerant, so it's out of the primary grid. And so it's actually, if you drive out Highway 26, if you're familiar with the, I think it's the Tonkin baseball field out there, it's just past that.
And so, that's not subject to the major earthquake
right.
problems. Thank you.
I have a couple of questions. So obviously, this is an opportunity for us as we move the data center to take a deeper look at how we actually conduct business. And I'm interested to know, you know, how we're going to use this to improve our efficiency, how we're going to use this to improve customer service, how we're going to use this to adopt new technological advancements like cloud services. With that in mind, I have a couple of questions. The first of which is, as you move the data center, are we simply moving an old data center to a new location, or are we actually thinking about ways to improve and enhance the use of technology? How is this going to be different than the old data center?
I'll take that one. Thank you. I'm Carolyn Glass from BTS. In terms of moving the old, and that's all we're doing, that's not really the case. As a part of a move this large for us, we are looking at different technology refreshes, things that we can do to advance our capabilities and also reduce our costs. However, with the timeline of this move primarily being driven by the Portland building reconstruction, we do have a limit of how much time we can spend on that kind of analysis and design. So we did not do everything that we could do. We didn't do everything that we wanted to do. There's further analysis that should be done going forward on how we can further optimize.
So will there be an opportunity here for you to do a deeper customer assessment in terms of their needs? Could that help shape some of the technology that you're going to be using at this location?
So I think that's something that would happen over time on a customer-by-customer engagement level. Always we have a consistent engagement with those projects that come up from customer bureaus about how we can better meet their needs and how there may be technological changes that we can employ. Certainly this facility provides us a lot greater capability and flexibility than what we've had in our own facility. If we needed to expand significantly, they're able to assist us with that level of expansion. They have no real limitations at our scale for power or cooling that would otherwise have been a problem for us.
What about data collection? You know, as we move forward, I'm very interested in the Internet of Things, autonomous vehicles, sensor data. Will this facility have the ability to capture and store that data?
So our systems that we locate in that facility absolutely can, and we already have the ability to scale quite large based on the design that we have in place. And should we need to, we can use their cloud capabilities or their on-ramp to other cloud capabilities to help expand that for us as well.
Okay, and does that include the use of multiple providers, Microsoft, Google, Dropbox? Do we have the capacity to move beyond some of our current customer contractual relationships?
It does, and we currently have contractual relationships with Microsoft, for example, using their Azure cloud services. This contract gets us access to ViaWest's cloud services, and we use Amazon cloud services for some other spot needs as well. So certainly it gives us good capabilities in that expansion.
And what about on the data storage costs? Are the data storage costs at BTS, are they comparable to, say, Amazon or Microsoft?
For the types of storage that we're delivering and including backup capabilities in that, yes, they generally are. What those services tend to not provide is the higher performance storage for applications located elsewhere. We would have to move the applications wholly into the cloud to take advantage of some of those types of storage.
And will you have the ability to scale like that? Will you be able to do that?
We have the ability to do that now, and this contract actually improves our ability to do that because of their substantial bandwidth capabilities out of the ViaWest facilities.
Good. I just see this as a great opportunity, potentially. If we do it right, this is an opportunity to jump to the next level as far as the technology that's currently available and is assumed to be available in the next several years. And I want to make sure that we have an infrastructure in place that's able to handle both the complexity of the customer arrangements as well as the data storage and being able to accommodate the kinds of data flow that are going to come in through autonomous vehicle and sensors and that sort of thing. So I want to make sure we're not locking ourselves into an older technology platform.
And absolutely.
It sounds like you're telling me that is not the case.
That's correct.
Very good. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you. Sorry, anybody else?
And Mayor, if I could add one thing, Tom Reinhardt, our Chief Administrative Officer, he's chairing our Technology Executive Steering Committee, and one of the discussions points we're having right now is inventorying what we're calling all of the different major systems and applications throughout the city. And we have they're at various life cycles in those, but where are those opportunities that we could look at more of an enterprise approach instead of these one-off applications? So we're actually starting those discussions.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner.
One more question. Is the Technology Oversight Committee looking after this project?
They are, yes. They've taken it on as one under their portfolio.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this matter, Carla?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet. Mr. Wilkins?
2 minutes, please.
Yeah, I'm Shedrick Wilkins. I agree with this. Generally, during this ice storm or if there's an earthquake or something, this whole downtown area is going to be cordoned off. There might be gas leaks, traffic jams. People want to get out of the city, so people coming into the city won't get in here. This ice thing and snow is what's going to happen. And moving, I guess, this to Washington County is better. Also, if you want to have consultants, Intel has 15,000 employees they can consult about. They have futurists that can tell you what's the next generation of information storage. I mean, Intel's out there. And again, it's more open, it's flat. He said they have their own generators. And again, if there's an earthquake, Portland's going to be a mess. And people aren't going to be able to come down here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, and I was very glad to hear the mayor have some direct questions, because the electronic document that's linked strictly to the agenda is just 3-page, fairly pro forma. You have to read in a paragraph before you find ViaWest. It's a little bit I don't know if this is second reading, but I think one thing that, even though these contracts look good and I have no qualms about ViaWest as a provider, I would encourage y'all to look at language in the contract with ViaWest that is strictly about guaranteed service and delivery in times of crisis. It's really great if they have green energy and stuff like that. But if in the end, and also I don't think it really matters, they have centers in about 8 states and Calgary. I don't think it really matters whether the data is co-located in Denver or Plano or even Canada. The main thing is that if they can't deliver in performance, if there's a crisis situation, or something happens either at the local data center or the earthquake comes, then will our contract with ViaWest reduce payments to them if they're not able to meet specific performance objectives? So often we hear situations where, we did the best we could, but products aren't delivering that. So I encourage you to see if that still can be in the language, because in a crisis situation, they're going to have, we're the city government, we're important, but they happen not to be in the city. So they will prioritize service based on protecting their revenue. And so if there's fines, disincentives, changed payment structures, that will ensure that the residents of the city of Portland get the best prioritized service from ViaWest. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I get a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz. Thank you for your work. Very important. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Good stuff. Thank you, the procurement.